It's another sunny Florida. David looks like he is in sunny Montreal, but a little chilly. Hi, my name's Stuart Brisgell. This is a podcast called The Rant Network, where David and I peel back layers on a multitude of topics without holding anything back, if you haven't already noticed. Here is what we're all about. It's raw, unfiltered dialogue, and it serves as an outlet to voice opinions, exchange ideas, and share experiences, right? Dive into the hearts of current topics, pop culture, politics, and quirks of existence. Whether it's venting over life's daily frustrations or tackling big questions that reshape our world, we get it all covered under this umbrella. Get comfortable. Join us on an engaging journey in discussion and discovery. Welcome to the Rant Network. You know, David, when we talk about valid military targets, it's typically a statement used by military to decide whether or not something is allowed to be a target based off of who and what is being used at that place. And that makes it a qualified target in military terms. So if you allow the military to operate out of a hut, that hut becomes a military target, bona fide, unquestionable. That is the rule of law. That's the order of law. That is a war rule. So if you let the military, again, a duly elected government called Hamas, a terrorist organization that went out of its way to go attack a sovereign country, in the most vicious way ever seen in the modern era, by slaying and decapitating babies, women, children, elderly, and they all decide to converge because they've been operating out of hospitals, schools, places where you're not really supposed to attack. However, when the command and control is located in a hospital, why is that now looked at by like the BBC amongst one of many news organizations that are now calling out the Israelis for destroying a hospital when it has been over documented what's been going on in that hospital? And the UN calling for a ceasefire, which, oh, it's about time you hear, is the most senseless thing in history. Because until they are eviscerated, annihilated, knocked back into the Stone Age, removed from any power of existence, we're not going to delay this anymore. The demand for Netanyahu to resign is one of the most asinine political hack jobs that many countries are now trying to get on the bandwagon. Let's interfere in foreign politics. Hey, man, I'm waiting for Canada to start applauding the Get Rid of Biden campaign. I'm waiting for Canada to say Joe Biden is a bumbling fool. Why can't Canada be a big proactive role leader and saying Joe Biden is too old to lead? I don't know. David, I hear crickets.
Well, letting you just go on here because I got to tell you, this is incredible how the world wants to look at Israel and Jews, by the way, in one eye. Aggressors, oppressors, killers. And it's fascinating how it really, you have to not even peel one layer off. If actual media were to walk and watch the Israeli army in action at the Al-Shifa hospital, then I think that they would see a whole, they would see a different angle, but of course they won't report it. Stuart, I'm going to say this again. Let me remind you, nearly 6 months ago, 1,200 Israelis and others were killed when Hamas brutally attacked on October the 7th and entered Israel, raped, killed, murdered, burned. I've said this numerous times. The media has simply forgotten the fact that they also had taken over 200 hostages, of which there are 134 left in or thereabouts in Gaza. Doesn't matter. What matters only to the world is that a Jew is defending himself, period. Now, it's interesting because it doesn't take a rocket scientist to ask themselves, why is Israel attacking a hospital? Well, the critics of Israel will like to tell you that Israel is committing genocide. This is the way genocide works. Genocide is you go and you kill innocent people. And this is what the detractors of Israel want you to believe. This is why Iran forced South Africa to bring Israel to the International Court of, International Court, so that they can bring this case that Israel is committing genocide. But what's interesting is that since October, whatever Israel went in and started fighting back with Hamas, I don't know what it was anymore. It was an interesting situation. The press likes to quote the so-called Hamas Ministry of Health. And I put that in quotation marks because the Ministry of Health, the terrorist organization. Israel spokespeople have been presenting time and time again and have taken media with them to show them what exactly has been going on. And Stuart, you clearly said it, hospitals filled with guns. In what world?
Oh, no, not just guns, David. There's a difference here.
Stuart, don't jump. Let me finish. Guns, bombs, missiles, underground tunnels, command and control centers. And oh, by the way, the working staff from orderlies to doctors were members of Hamas, members of the people who actually went in on October the 7th and attacked Israel. Not reported by the media. Why should it? Because it would make Israel look, okay, it's not so bad. Remember when Israel supposedly blew up a hospital in Gaza? 500 dead. In 20 minutes, we counted 500 bodies. Every military expert said it was not even close to possible. And it took God knows how long before governments and media finally said, oh, yeah, okay, it really wasn't like that. It was really a Hamas rocket. But it doesn't matter because it wasn't Israel. Stuart, John Spencer published in Newsweek a phenomenal article. Now, for those of you who do not know John Spencer, he's the chair of urban warfare studies at West Point, a pretty prestigious military school, I would like to say, Stuart. He served for 25 years as an infantry soldier and 2 tours of Iraq. He said, Israel has redefined the concept of modern warfare in the most positive way you could war. Now, there's a funny statement, right? But he said, he goes, he doesn't understand how Israel, it's incredible. When Israel, knowing they went in to El Shifa with all the terrorists being there and firing at Israelis, right? They were firing Israeli soldiers. Who is accompanying, Stuart, did you get this? Who is accompanying the Israeli soldiers as Israel is going into the hospital? Palestinian doctors to take care of Palestinian civilians who were wounded in the crossfire. They were carrying food, water, and medical supplies. This went unreported. Spencer goes on to say, he goes, none of this meant anything of clearly. The critics did not call out Hamas for being using hospitals as a shield and using civilians as innocent, as the victims. And they did not even bother to mention what Israel had done. But he says, in the history of warfare, they have never seen that. Not the U.S., not the U.K., not anybody. They've never seen a military take such precautions and care of civilians. If you read his article, and Newsweek is not a lover of Israel, let me tell you, he clearly stipulates that the world needs to open its eyes in what is going on there. Stuart, the lies that the media keeps spinning.
You know, it's lies. You know, in this context, where we know there's such bias, where we know there's such disinformation. You know, for 3 years plus, we've been talking about how the media plays a narrative, period. Not based off of fact, based off of what they want to be fact. And the administration is looking at an election where they're getting crumbled. They're getting pummeled. And if they don't start taking different stances, they feel their days are numbered. I got to tell you, David, I think their days are numbered regardless. I think this whole entire support with Free Gaza and the disruption of the Easter festivals, the burning of Bibles, okay, is truly heinous. Listen, I'm very pro whatever religion you want to be. If you're a morally guided individual, good for you. To burn Bibles in front of churches seems a little absurd. In fact, it reminds me of, what is it, Kristallnacht, where they were breaking windows and burning books in World War II, 1933? Listen, the concept is the media is not telling you what's going on.
Stuart,
you can't support.
Stuart, here's what the media is also not telling you. Hamas, you know, in a war, you know who your enemy is. Because according to, you know, I guess war standards or the Geneva Convention or whatever you want to call it, your opponent must wear a military uniform. Well, Hamas doesn't bother. They're wearing civilian clothing, trying to blend in. They've even dressed up as doctors, people. Okay, and that's why Israel had to go into one of the hospitals because, you know, they were dressed up like that. And yet, no. Israel gave warnings in some cases for weeks to evacuate. And people say, oh, but they have nowhere to go. They have nowhere to go. People, you can't keep blaming Israel. You got to look at Egypt, who put up a wall. You look at Jordan, who put up a wall. And you want to know why they put up a wall, people?
They don't want them.
No, you know, Stuart, it's not that they don't want them. They're inside these groups are the kinds of rebellions, if you will, or rebels, if you want to call them that, who will cause the same disastrous, you know, situations in both Egypt and Jordan. You'll bring the terrorists into them and they will try to topple the local government. Israel reportedly dropped 7 million flyers, made over 70,000 direct phone calls, 13 million text messages, 15 million pre-recorded voicemail to notify civilians of where they should leave. They deployed drones with speakers and dropped giant speakers by parachute. Broadcasting announced daily pauses to allow civilian aid to go in. Measures Israel was able to evacuate up to 85% of the urban areas in northern Gaza, according to this report. Okay, never in history has this ever occurred. This is not a Jewish guy. This is a guy who is a West Point expert, and he's marveled by the fact that this is what Israel, the pains Israel took, knowing that the world is watching with not a microscope, but I don't know what even sharper than a microscope, because God forbid they should purport the truth. The notion that Israel has killed over 30,000, you know, people and will not report the facts of that, how many of them were terrorists and how many of them were civilians that were used by the terrorists and the misfiring of rockets, the death by misfiring rockets. You know, it's not even funny, the list of mistakes. This is crazy that he comments that the ratio of war of combatants to civilians, this is his thing. It's crazy. Is approximately 18,000 civilians have died in Gaza, roughly of one combatant to every 1.5 civilians. The UN, EU, and other sources, they claim it's 1.9, okay? Approximately 89% of the casualties in modern war. In modern war, basically in regular war, for every combatant you kill, two die. But here it's 1.5, and Israel's being accused of genocide. Go figure this out. In the Battle of Mosul, according to this guy, a battle supervised by the United States, 10,000 civilians were killed compared to 4,000 ISIS terrorists. Almost 2.5 to 1. But Israel, who painstakingly moves people around, it's about 1.5 to 1. But God forbid Israel should get any recognition of the gold standard, according to him. That's the word he uses. You know, they're not graded a gold standard, but holy moly, what they've done is created a standard that the world should abide by. If you want to get rid of war, first of all, don't attack us. That was what it is. And number two, look, people, if you want to accuse Israel of genocide, and as Stuart has said, protest and disrupt, which you've done very, very well. You've done a great job. And please continue to disrupt, because you know what? You're just showing the world you don't care. You really don't care. But, you know, the United States, the EU, the UN have accused Israel of things that if they actually bothered, and again, this is political, Stuart, you said at the beginning of the preamble, they want to topple Netanyahu. They want what they want. They want their two-state solution. But the people involved here, all they want to do is to see Israel in ruins. And that, my friend, ain't going to happen.
David, it is literally by all means necessary to discredit and destroy. Anyways, guys, and that's a wrap for today's episode. A huge thanks for you joining us and lending a hand. And we will be here back every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern. Stay connected with us on social media. Don't hesitate to PM us. Have a great day, guys. David, last word.
Folks, please, I beg of you, don't believe the media on the surface. There is that agenda. You know it. Keep listening. You'll get the real facts.